Adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, ARMs, generally originate at one rate of interest, then fluctuate up or down during the loan term, based on some objective economic indicator. Because the interest rate on ARMs may change, the mortgager's loan repayments also may change. Common components of an ARM include the following. The index is an undeterminable economic indicator that is used to adjust the interest rate in the loan. Most indexes are tied to U.S. Treasury securities. Usually, the interest rate is the index rate plus a premium, called the margin. The margin represents the lender's cost of doing business. Rate caps limit the amount the interest rate may change. Most ARMs have two types of rate caps, periodic and aggregate. A periodic rate cap limits the amount the rate may increase at any one time. An aggregate rate cap limits the amount the rate may increase over the entire life of the loan. The mortgager is protected from unaffordable individual payments by the payment cap. The payment cap sets a maximum amount for payments. The adjustment period establishes how often the rate may be changed, whether it is monthly, quarterly, or annually. Lenders may offer a conversion option, which permits the mortgager to convert from an adjustable rate to a fixed rate loan at certain intervals during the life of the mortgage, balloon payment loan. When the periodic payments are not enough to fully amortize the loan by the time the final payment is due, the final payment is larger than the others in order to pay off the full loan. This is called a balloon payment. A balloon loan is a partially amortized loan because the principal is still owed at the end of the term. Growing equity mortgage, GM. A growing equity mortgage, GM, is also known as a rapid payoff or graduated payment mortgage. The GEM uses a fixed interest rate, but payments of principal are increased according to an index or a schedule. Thus, the total payment increases, and the loan is paid off more quickly. A GEM is most frequently used when the borrower's income is expected to keep pace with the increasing loan payments. Reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage allows people 62 or older to borrow money against the equity they have built in their home. The money may be used for any purpose, and the borrowers decide if they want to receive the money in a lump sum, fixed monthly payments, an open line of credit, or other options. The borrower is charged a fixed rate of interest, and no payments are due until the property is sold or the borrower defaults, moves, or dies. Though reverse mortgages have been available for almost 30 years, they have become more widespread as people live longer and need more money. The FHA Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, HECM, is one of the more common reverse mortgages. Non-recourse loan. A non-recourse loan is one in which the borrower is not held personally responsible for the loan. The lender has no recourse against the borrower personally in the event of a default. Non-recourse loans are common in those situations in which the lender is highly confident that the value of the property involved is itself sufficient security. Non-recourse loans are more common in commercial and investment real estate transactions than in residential situations. Loan programs. Conventional loans are viewed as the most secure loans because their loan-to-value ratios are often lowest. Usually, the ratio is 80% of the value of the property or less, because the borrower makes a down payment of at least 20%. The security for the loan is provided solely by the mortgage. The payment of the debt rests on the ability of the borrower to pay. In making such a loan, the lender relies primarily on its appraisal of the property. Information from credit reports that indicates the reliability of the prospective borrower is also important. No additional insurance or guarantee on the loan is necessary to protect the lender's interest. In conventional loans, the government is not involved. Lenders can set criteria by which a borrower and the collateral are evaluated to qualify for a loan. Today, the secondary mortgage market has a significant impact on borrower qualifications, standards for the collateral, and documentation procedures followed by lenders. Loans must meet strict criteria to be sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Lenders still can be flexible in their lending decisions, but they may not be able to sell unusual loans in the secondary market. Determining LTV. Note: if a property has an appraised value of $100,000, secured by a $90,000 loan, the LTV is 90%. $90,000, $100,000 equals 90% importance of credit scores. The creditworthiness of buyers also is a key element in qualifying for a conventional loan today. Underwriters consider several factors known about the applicant before determining whether to make the loan, example, credit scores, and payment history. Today, with the exception of FHA loans and a few non-conforming loans, the interest rate available to borrowers is largely based on credit scores, which can range from 300 to 850. The higher the credit score, the lower the risk to the lender. Lenders offer these borrowers lower interest rates and may permit a smaller down payment. Lenders almost always require a higher interest rate and/or a larger down payment for those with lower scores. Today, the FHA is the best source for a mortgage loan for a borrower with a lower credit score. The non-conforming market accepts loans that do not meet Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac requirements. Examples of such loans include loan amounts that exceed the limits set by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, loans secured by a property that does not qualify, example, commercial, more than 4 family units, and factors specific to the individual borrower, example, no down payment, high debt-to-income ratios, or the self-employed borrower does not show enough income to qualify. Importance of credit history. In addition to credit scores, underwriters consider 2 years in detail and up to 7 years of repayment history, whether or not the applicant has made timely payments, especially for rent and/or mortgage loans. A payment is considered late if more than 30 days past due. Underwriters especially look for bankruptcies, judgments, and foreclosures. Applicants who are consistently more than 30 days late for rent or mortgage payments will most likely be ineligible for VA and FHA loans and others that are sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Judgments, foreclosures, bankruptcies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and the VA require that all judgments be paid in full, and they prefer that the judgments be at least 2 years old. Generally, the non-conforming market is open to funding and buying loans, even if the judgment has not been paid, so long as the judgment does not impact the title. For most bankruptcy actions, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac require 4 years to re-establish credit. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may purchase loans made to someone who was in foreclosure. However, they require that the foreclosure of the borrower's primary residence be at least 3 years prior and caused by circumstances out of the borrower's control, such as the death of the primary wage earner, job layoff, or serious long-term illness. Although the non-conforming market may purchase a loan, it often requires a substantial down payment if the foreclosure is less than 3 years old.